RTI.
Welcome back to Postcard from Pop Rap Part 2, boys and girls. Love the old sound of those cars and the bikes and all the other stuff.
Brilliant.
Thanks to Pete for inviting us along to do that last week. You've already missed tweets and twitters, or twits and tweets, solar energy and all sorts of other things as well. And Lee going on. Anyway.
Because I'm in a bad mood.
I can't see why.
It's just because it's all horrible. It's looks like a storm.
I just had a thought. If there's any listeners around New York, could you do us a favour? Could you go and get a copy of the Oxford English Dictionary? And could you take it to Phil Corbett from The Times, please, in New York? Because he's worried about words. And then he'll see that actually in the English language, tweet is a word.
Tweet is a word, but it has a totally different meaning.
Tweet.
I can see exactly tweety tweet.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? That's the one. But tweets.
That wasn't a tweet, was it?
That was the tweet. The Tweety Bird. The birdie song. Tweet tweet.
I know, but I did it wrong. I didn't tweet.
Anyway,
I want to say something about Twitter.
Go on then.
No, so I'm in defence of old Phil, and I do use the word old, whatever the other words I'm trying to think of, and I understand what he's saying, but really, to a news organisation such as his, it's a bit of an anathema to try and condense some kind of important fact into 140 characters. We aren't built to do that sort of thing, and it really isn't very useful.
Well, that's his problem.
Move along.
Sorry, that's where you're going. Sorry, but you know, if you're out of touch
you're going to have to move on with things, Phil.
Yes, and I have
New
to
York
say...
New York Times, an established thing, something that's wonderful and historic and charming and powerful. Well, you've got to move with the age I've had to.
What, kicking and screaming in your case? The Arizona Department of Transportation plans to spend $400,000 to help squirrels cross the road safely.
It works out, right, that they're actually spending $1,600 per squirrel.
Now, we're talking about red squirrels here, aren't we?
As opposed to dead squirrels.
No, as opposed to grey squirrels.
Well, no, if they didn't build the bridges, they'd be dead.
Well, no, because I'm just thinking here. I'm thinking the grey squirrel was the indigenous squirrel in the UK at one time, which I think was killed off by the American red squirrel.
It was, that's right. But the grey squirrels are returning to Britain, which is a good thing, except the grey.
Well, don't spend $400,000 on the road then, mate, because we don't want your flipping red squirrels. That's the easy answer.
And the name is a bit suspect as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Mount Graham Red Squirrels. It's like an order.
And my question is, how do you tell... Excuse me, Mr. Squirrel. I want you to walk up this little sort of set of stairs at the... Health and safety police have sorted out for you to walk across this bridge, which is a bit longer than walking across the road where you normally own, have been walking across for hundreds of years. So can you just walk over there, please, rather than get killed on the road underneath? Like the squirrel's going to understand that.
And how do you know it's a red squirrel? How do you know it's not just a grey one that's embarrassed?
Talking of red and traffic lights, Euro MPs have backed plans for more uniform food labelling.
But that doesn't mean you have to wear a uniform to label.
No, but they have rejected...
I
just wish they'd have taken this one on. It makes so much sense. But they rejected a traffic light colour coding of foods, or as they call
it,
semaphore, as it's known here.
Crazy. We already have it, basically, in Britain, and it works like a dream. It just has to be a little bit bigger for blind people like me.
Well, I actually think the traffic light idea of, you know, sort of like a red, amber and green for the quality of food is brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Come on, MEPs, do something good. It is sensible. The only problem
is... It's less than brilliant.
And the only problem is you'll get some countries a whinge about it. But the fact is, you wouldn't have to worry about language either. Because, surprisingly enough, all over Europe, red, amber, green, amber, red, amber, green, amber, red. It works everywhere. It does.
You got that mixed up.
Did I? You sure about this?
No, you didn't. No, I agree. It's such a simple method of introducing some kind... You know, everybody's over the top.
Think of tourism. Health. Think of the tourists.
That makes health. Yeah, exactly. Tourists know exactly what they do. Do you have a... In Slovakia, I can't remember. Do you have a similar system well,
like
there?
A food standards agency type thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it would be so but much simpler.
Well, of course it would. You're high in fat, sugar, or salt. It lets you know, stop, go.
Lee.
What?
I went
to
Bratislava the other day.
I know you did, duck.
And when I was in Bratislava, I got some Marmite.
Oh, no.
Yes. I also got Weetabix. And there's other food stuff that you can buy, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, Eric's favourite dish is Marmite on Weetabix.
Not on Weetabix, you pillock. But it's lovely. And it's really funny. Well, there's two shops, M&S and Tesco's. And
both I don't think it's funny at all now since you called me a pillock.
They're actually selling English grub. But somebody said, why aren't you going to take more now? I said, no, because then it loses its sort of charm. If you actually run out now and again, and you can't sort of go to the shop and get it, it just adds a little bit of charm to it as well.
It does. I'm exactly like that over beer.
But I'm now
charm.
At a point where
I'm gonna
I can...
Run out. I'm going to go buy more.
I can have...
Sorry, carry on.
Little... two Weetabix, not three. And I can
have... together with Marmite.
I can have marmalade. And,
with your Marmite?
And
you
Marmite. Pervert. I'll tell you what is nice. Marmite and sausage sandwiches, they're nice.
I can imagine that.
Yeah,
really
nice.
Really, on your sausage sandwiches, you should have red onion with mustard, tomato sauce, and mayonnaise.
Rubbish.
No!
That sounds like the old world that Phil lives in.
Which world of... yeah, you probably eat some McDonald's as well.
Anyway, warning to everybody in Battersea Park, people could be getting prosecuted if they take part in a planned water fight. Wandsworth Council's right...
Eric, you've not sent me this story.
I have. Wandsworth Council said organisers were inviting people through Facebook to go to an event later in July where they have a kind of a water fight. Now, apparently, police officers with dogs will be patrolling the park entrances and stop suspects who could face up to a £200 fine.
Ask me yourself, why do they need police dogs?
I don't know.
It's only a water fight.
But apparently,
water cannons.
Apparently, as is usual, there was a similar thing organised in Hyde Park, which resulted in disorder and arrests.
I know, blinking heck.
Did you actually
Three
see
people
that?
People were arrested.
Did you see it on the news anywhere?
I didn't see it on the news. I don't watch the news. I think news is rubbish. I don't watch news or read newspapers or concentrate on the internet. I do nothing.
there we go. Three people were arrested.
I've just said that, Eric. I was way ahead of you on the news.
From 1,500.
Three I just said that as well. You weren't listening.
No, I wasn't. And the council said the use of water pistols, fighting, brawling, using offensive language, or causing annoyance to others in the park was prohibited. Can I give a warning to the council?
It's not like a football match.
Can I give a warning to the council? Never hold a meeting in Battersea Park. You will be arrested.
Yeah, exactly. And the police will come with the big police. Yeah, and they'll get you.
Stop it.
What?
You were nearly going to say something naughty. I know this.
I didn't. I finished it at get you. That was as far as I was going to go. You're maligning my good nature and character. You're causing me embarrassment across the world. Well, go on. Tell me what you thought I was going to say.
I can't because that's not allowed on the wireless. Well, not in my terms anyway.
Whisper it. If I'd have thought of saying that, I probably would have said it. You know.
Anyway, this is one of the rewards of great customer service. And it's something Britain just doesn't do it. It doesn't.
We have no customer service in Britain.
Well, we do. It's bad,
You know?
Most of it's bad.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that is the sum total of our customer service.
Anyway.
And that's because we don't think, although we are a nation of shopkeepers, think we should work in shops.
Rewind. A Cornish taxi driver is, get this, £250,000 better off after one of his customers wrote him into the will. Now, apparently, for 20 years, Don Pratt...
don't be so rude.
That's his name.
I know it's his name, but you said it in a way that was like being taking the mickey out of his name.
No, I was not. Excuse me, I used to live next door to Pratt's Bottom.
I've got all my neighbours are Pratt's.
Mr. and Mrs. Yeah. Apparently, Don Bottom. Pratt and his wife...
Where is Pratt's Bottom?
...used to take this late lady of the area, Mary Watson, to the shops, to and from, take her to the doctors, and actually do sort of various little errands around Newquay, where they all come from. 10 years ago, she moved away and died at the age of 86, leaving the couple of estate, which includes a small house and savings worth £250,000. Now, apparently, Mr. Pratt, whose name is Don, well done, Don.
Don Pratt.
Don Pratt has sold his taxi firm now, and he's retired. Good old boy.
So, I don't blame you, Don.
No, he says that Mrs. Watson was a regular customer, and he would often, he's just going that little extra mile, offer to take her to the shops, into her home, caring about the customer. And Don said, I always try to help old people because one day you'll be needing that kind of help yourself, won't you, when you get to Lee's age. Oh, no, you didn't say that.
And,
but Don added that Mrs. Watson was always a good tipper. Good lady.
That's ruined my payoff now.
That's a bit really, isn't it? And he said, she told me once that if she outlasted her husband, she'd make sure that she'd look after him, which, of course, he took with a bit of a pinch of salt. But Mrs. Watson then moved away from Torquay up to Northampton. But the couple kept in touch with her until about 2 years before she died. And then the solicitor called and said she'd remembered him in the will. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Bless her little heart.
I've never been left anything in a will, have you?
Yes.
Have you? What have you been left?
I can't comment. Couldn't possibly comment.
Nothing. Nothing. Zilch. A big O.
I'll tell you what, Lee, just for you.
Go on, you're going to leave me something in your will?
Yes, I'll leave you me Harrod's hanky.
Oh, Eric, is that the one that you wear on your head?
Oh, that's better. I'll leave you that one, Lee. Blackpool is the...
That was just childish, Eric. At least my joke had a bit of imagination. That was just childish.
Blackpool is... There'll be some sound engineers in radio stations going, oh, my God! What's he doing?
The lead sound's gone again.
Blackpool is the... Blackpool is... Blackpool... Blackpool is the UK's favourite seaside resort, according to research by consumer organisation Which.
Eric, you're going away. Are we losing our connection?
No, we're not, dear. It's just that I'm sort of sliding under the studio desk in horror. Apparently, the Lancashire town, which is known for its stag and hen nights, as well as its pleasure beach.
And its kebabs and chips.
Yeah. Its famous tower, which I've never seen in my life. Its illuminations.
Have you never been there?
No.
Well, I haven't got any right to comment. I used to live 50 miles from Blackpool. I used to go there every afternoon.
Well, you can be nasty about it then.
It is the worst place you could ever go. It's got this beautiful, all this intense Victorianism and drama around it. And somehow, they've managed to ruin it. And you ruined it 50 years ago. Nobody's ever bothered to put it right.
I've got to run down these places because I just don't think that most... I'm sure there's people in the UK that haven't heard of all these places, let alone around the world.
And I know them all.
So in 10th place was Great Yarmouth in Norfolk.
Great Yarmouth.
They talk like that a bit over there, don't they?
If that's a Norfolk accent, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like that. And Skeggy.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Skeggy up in Lincolnshire. I've never been.
Yeah.
Have I been to Skegness?
No, I've been to them all. The problem with them all is that they're English holiday resorts. And as such, they're all on a par with Blackpool, really.
Well, you've got Skegness in Lincolnshire. I think I've been to Skegness. I've been to St. Ives in Cornwall.
That's nice. St. Ives is nice.
Been to Torquay in Devon. Newquay in Cornwall.
That's
been to that.
Nice.
Scarborough, that's north. No, I've never been there.
Terrible.
Been to Bournemouth in Dorset.
That's nice, as long as you've got a wheelchair.
Right. Whitby in North Yorkshire. No, never been there.
That's quite historic and quite a charming place. Dracula is buried there.
Is he really?
Brighton,
I've been to that one. And
that's all right.
What do you mean it's all right? It's nice in Brighton.
I don't, well, OK, I'm sorry, I'm a dour Mancunian. It's wonderful. I love Brighton. Brighton
and then girls. Top of the tree is somewhere up in Lancashire called Blackpool, which I've never been to. But apparently you get a Kiss Me Quick hat and a bag of chips for you there.
You get a load of things in Blackpool that don't involve kissing.
And that was a survey done by which magazine?
Which magazine? Which one? That's 7 mentions we've done of which magazine now. Well, they should be paying us.
Absolutely. Michael Jackson, apparently, is to star in a new video game. I know video games can...
Where have you got that one from?
I know that video games can go over the internet, but that's stretching it a bit, I'd have thought. But it's, yeah. It's after Blackpool on the list. Dear, oh, pray.
I'm just not reading it. I'm just sitting here enjoying it.
You install a beautiful auto cue for him to work off. You make sure the screen is good. You make it all the nicey bits. And does he read it? No. Unbelievable.
I actually read Catcher in the Rye this morning.
Anyway.
But that was like, either that or your list.
Singer Michael Jackson, or the late Michael Jackson, is apparently to be captured in a new video game developed by Ubisoft, which are...
Ubisoft? Who's Ubisoft?
Oh, you're such a philistine, you're like Phil.
What's that, Ubisoft?
They're such a big company. They're ginormous.
They're not big in my head.
Well, that's because you still think that you can't say tweet either.
Phil, I'm back with you. The New York Times rocks.
The game, which is yet to have a title, will rate players' ability to dance like Michael. Wouldn't you have to go,
ooh. Oh, wow.
Wouldn't you have to go, ooh, like Michael, and put your hands between your legs?
Don't be disgusted, but yes, I want to be able to dance like Michael Jackson. Where'd you get it from? Where's Ubisoft based?
Oh, just look it up on the internet. It's enormous company.
So nasty. I want to talk to Tony Kaye. It's in Los Angeles.
Well, apparently the game's coming out in November, which is also going to have some previously unreleased tracks of Jackson's.
Don't want it.
Oh. It will include songs from the back catalogue, so you'll be able to dance to Billie Jean and Beat It. Dong. Anyway, there was a big announcement.
I want to dance to that one about the rat.
Why?
Was that called? Because he's slow and charming, and I want to be able to do a nice slow.
I've forgotten the title of it now. Oh no!
Yeah, what sauce is it called? It's about a rat, and it's called.
No.
It's got a boy's name, so it's a boy rat, innit?
I don't know. I've gone out of my head. I can hear the song, and yet I
can't
Ben.
The end. No, it's singing.
It's Ben. It's Ben. It's Ben. Ben.
The rat.
The
yeah.
rat. Ben.
I want to learn to dance to Ben. How did he dance to Ben?
I don't know. I didn't think the video was very interesting. But apparently this new game from Ubisoft will be out in November, says Tony Kaye. The goal is to dance like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, it's a Ben.
But I can't, because I can't do the ballet bits where he stands on his toes. I break my feet.
Can you do a moonwalk?
Yes.
Just drop your strides and walk backwards.
Dear, oh dear. I can imagine my friend Tina getting upset about this, because she gets all into this free speech and free rights and free everything.
And free willy.
Oh, yeah, free willy. On the internet. Apparently Australia may soon be... Because they've been going on about this for years, but it looks like it's coming to fruition. The first Western democracy to join the ranks... Well, I'll tell you two things where it'll go wrong.
It means they're no longer a democracy.
Well, as we know, Iran and China and several other places do actually take the internet to... Well, it's not restricted, it's just totally censored, to be honest. But there are plans to... restrict what you'll be able to see in parts of Australia soon. And to some degree, I kind of understand this, because you can go onto the internet and effectively break the law. Because if you're watching incorrect or inappropriate content on a website, especially things like child abuse and things like that, which you can see on the net, what the government's trying to do is to block the URLs of those certain areas. The funny thing is, the advocates of free access to the internet are threatening to publish the URLs, which the government is now saying, you can't do that because that's illegal as well. The trouble is,
it's very difficult, isn't it? I agree with you. Child sex imagery, bestiality, any kind of...
Yeah,
real,
it's wrong.
You know,
I quite agree.
Shouldn't be there. But the problem is, we have the internet, and instead of dumbing down the internet, as we've done with television and everything else, we should be allowing ourselves to grow into the internet age.
The problem I've got with that...
I rest my case.
The problem I've got with that is that you will get idiots who consider it to be citizen journalism to put up the most obscene things on the internet, which I'm liberally minded, you know? But there's stuff on the internet which I genuinely think should not be there. And I'm far from being a prude.
Yeah. That's what I've said to you for the last 18 months on this show, that there needs to be control on the internet. But I don't believe that that's a government control that just decides our people will not be able to see this. That isn't democracy, and that's not embracing a new age.
I'll tell
that
you, I'll start him.
Totalitarian.
You watch this, boys and girls. You watch this. I'll get him. I'll be happy.
You're going to get me now, aren't you?
I'll be happy for the internet to be regulated in the United Kingdom. Once, by the government, once there's an equal status with the print journalism industry.
How'd you get that? How'd you get that?
Well, if you want the internet regulated, then you'd have to regulate other forms of communication, such as radio and television, which already is. Therefore, if you want to regulate the internet, you'll have to regulate newspapers. In the same way.
Do you really want to go down this road? You cannot. The print industry is regulated enough. The beauty of
it's
the
not.
Print industry...
Excuse
it
me?
Is, of course it is.
Where?
Of course it's regulated.
Who by?
It's by all sorts of different bodies. But the main kind of regulation is by the editor itself.
No. Clearly, we're missing a bit. If you want government, if you want government control of the internet, then you have to have government control of every other form of media, because that's what the internet is.
Well, you do have it, but the government does have a control over the print media.
How?
The thing that you've got to
give me a government.
Well, it does,
give me a government organisation in the UK. I've got him now, boys. You watch this. Give me a government organisation in the UK which regulates newspapers. I'll give you an example. Ofcom regulates television and radio.
Yeah. I agree with you. There is no specific government body that regulates newspapers. There are other things that go that are done.
Press councils run by newspapers.
Editor. Well, it isn't exactly run by newspapers, but it has its weaknesses. I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying to you is that editors, editors regulate the newspaper. That's what they're there to do. And the beauty of newspapers, which the internet hasn't caught on to, the internet is childish compared to newspapers in this aspect, is that each newspaper has the right to break new ground and to push boundaries. It's like filmmaking. It's like a comedy store. It is pushing new breaking barriers and pushing out and breaking new ground and altering laws and altering things generally for the better. The internet at the moment isn't doing anything really that you could say is bettering the world as far as the sort of thing we're talking about now. The internet needs regulating, and it's too big to have one person doing that. Therefore, government should regulate the internet.
That being the case, that we'd have to close down again then, Lee.
Why, have we finished?
No, but if that's the case...
Oh, we'd have to close down.
Yes, where does the regulation start and finish? You talk about the media, there is no regulation in the UK over print media, it's just an old boys' club that goes, ho, 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 ho.
It's actually quite a young man's club that go, yeah, let's have a go, let's see what we can do to change the world. Let's get rid of these ridiculous rules that are hanging around.
Yeah.
Let's see how far we can go. Mm. That's what newspapers are about.
Well, the internet does it equal. I mean, let's give you some great examples of great print journalism, ladies and gentlemen. The Daily Star.
The Daily Star, its readership has gone up.
It's a comic.
It is a comic, and nobody. I worked on the Daily Star for 8 years, Nick. It is a comic. It's brilliant. It's funny. You know, one of the best stories I had in the Daily Star, and we ran it, and we turned it into a competition.
Yeah, Elvis Presley on the moon.
No! It was about a bloke from Yorkshire, whose name escapes me, he was an engineer, and he'd come up with a plan of how to straighten the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Right? Not pizza, Pisa. Right?
Yes.
And it was such an outrageously strange plan that we did a full page, and we turned it into a competition for other people to come up with different things, different schemes to do all sorts of bizarre things.
Quality journalism.
Funny. The Daily Star is there to entertain.
It's a comic.
The Daily Mail and the Times are there to educate.
Which is probably why nobody buys them anymore, then.
Well, you know, when you think, really, the sun's down to 3 million.
It's maintained... 2 million, under 3 million.
2.89.
Thank you.
2.89.
Thank you. I love the... See, it's journalism again, isn't it? The sun's on 3 million.
It's bigger 3 million.
No, it's not. It's 2,890,000-ish.
90,000. That's 110,000 less than 3 million.
110,000 is a lot. It's a lot.
It isn't not when you're selling 3 million. What is it as a percentage? It's not even 1%. Anyway, all I'm saying is that, and I've completely forgotten now.
Well, you better hurry up because we've got a minute and a half.
Idea. Well, I've forgotten what I was going to say. Just leave it at that.
We got to congratulate one very, very, very quickly in New Zealand. A burglar who threw a brick at a wall, at the window, threw it again. The third time, he threw it so hard it bounced back off the window as he's trying to break into a shop. Bashed himself on the head with it.
Three times. Why did he just bounce it off his friend first?
The police have said, hope it knocks some sense into him. Ha, ha, ha. Very good joke. Very good joke, boys and girls.
It made laugh.
That was Postcard from Pop Rap, boys and girls. We'll see you again very soon. From myself, Eric Wiltshire, goodbye. And
me, Lee G. Banks.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.